Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. This episode is titled, Why I Love Network Marketing, okay? So all my network marketing friends out there and team and mentors, this is for you, but it's for people who don't understand it, don't understand the industry, and who probably need to because it is a massive opportunity they're probably leaving, sitting on the floor doing nothing. Okay, so I need to bring some light to it, shed some light to it. It's just been the greatest game changer to our wealth ever. I want that to sink in. Okay, people think it's all about my investments and stuff like that, which is fine, but it's actually network marketing that did it for us. Just so you know, how to build a multi-million-dollar share portfolio, start a network marketing side hustle, and add the profits into it. That's how you accelerate it. And I just don't think people give it enough respect. So without it, this podcast wouldn't exist. So I'm going to explain that as I talk about this particular industry. So let's have a think about this. So a lot of people that are looking for ways to make extra money but are finding it challenging, I'm here to tell you that the easiest, simplest, most effective way to begin is to start a network marketing side hustle. Why? Because it comes with everything that you need ready to go. That's why. And you can do it without any financial risk, which makes it an unbelievable upside opportunity. Okay? Not only that, the things you learn on the way, which I'll explain shortly, is what gives you the ability to go and build bigger businesses. Okay? Let me just explain maybe perhaps what it is, and then I'll explain why people don't start or where they're apprehensive. Then I'll explain what they're missing out on and why it's been the most effective thing in our lives for our wealth. And then you'll know that, you know, more about it and the truth about it as to why it's so effective. Just so you know, if you go to Robert Kiyosaki's book, Cash Flow, he talks about the cash flow quadrant. He recommends network marketing as a leverage business model in that book. Just so you know, he's a big advocate. If you go to T. Harv Eker's book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, on page 127, he says, if you don't have a great business idea, start a network marketing business. He even says it. Okay, he's one of the greatest wealth teachers in the world. Jack Canfield, who wrote The Success Principles, okay, who wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, he's a very, very well-known wealth coach, right, and author, best-selling author. He says in the actual book, start a network marketing side hustle, and this is the one to start. Tony Robbins is a big advocate. Richard Branson, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett owns two direct selling network marketing businesses. So, I'm just trying to give it, just explaining to you that it's right in your face, already there, but perhaps you haven't really understood it yet. So, basically, network marketing is really referral marketing. So, like for example, you use a product, you have a great experience, you refer the experience to someone, they want to start it too. You send them a link from the company, they buy it, and you get a small commission. That's it. That's all it is, okay? And many people do that already. They recommend restaurants. They recommend other things. Recently, we recommended a dating book for people to use that we use. And if someone clicks on the link and buys it, we get paid. Like, it's everywhere. I mean, pretty well all of the best marketing is referral marketing, basically. And so it's no different to that. There's a bit more leverage in it when you can scale it through more word of mouth, depending on the compensation plan of the company. But that's basically it. And I guess where it goes wrong, why people don't take it seriously, is I don't think they know you can make so much money in it. But last week, I'm going to put a disclaimer, not every week's the same and not everyone can do it, and just understand that, okay? But last week, we made $15,000 from our network marketing business. So I don't want you to tell me that you can't make great money from it. It's BS. Okay. Of course, that took effort, that took time, that took skills, that took patience, that took, you know, leveling up. There's a lot of things you have to do to be successful in any business, and that one's no different. But there is extremely freedom money to be made there if you take it seriously. OK, okay? And we've taken it seriously from the beginning. So that, I want to just put that to rest. It's not for, you know, just women who want to have Tupperware parties and make 50 bucks. It's not that, okay? It can be a full-on global business. It's taken us around the world. It's freed us from our jobs. It's allowed us to work on many other things. It's allowed us to invest and build a seven-figure portfolio. It's done that. That's what did that, by the way, okay? If you're wanting to know. Not our it was our cash flow from our network marketing side hustle that amplified our share portfolio. Fact, all right? The other thing is that we've earned like 20 free trips around the world. We literally just last week earned a free trip to Tahiti, Bora Bora, and to Cabo in Mexico, right? So we're going to Cabo in May. With any luck, we can still get into Tahiti. If not, we may not be able to go, but we've won trips to Hawaii, right? Fiji a few times. Where else are we? Nashville. You know, we've been all over Australia. Ayers Rock, New Zealand. I mean, I could rattle off so many trips we've won, okay? We don't pay for our holidays anymore. That's the beauty of it, right? So the thing is that I think I think to myself, like, why don't people do it? It just blows me away. It doesn't take, you can run it part-time from your phone while you're still in your job. Like, there's no, if you start it and you get going, usually you need to use the product that you're trying to market anyway because you're using it somewhere in your life already. So for us, it was our nutrition, so our groceries. So we've literally turned our groceries into $1 million business, basically, from our phones. Gnarly, right? But there's, because we're already eating food and we're just reordering products, it was no cost to us. There is no extra cost. We're just going to do it anyway. So that's why there's no financial risk. You either order the products and refer them to friends and get paid and keep doing that, or you don't. And so I just think it's one of those things that every household ought to have in place to be able to generate extra income, right? So here's the really important part about what I'm about to say about this industry and about network marketing. Yes, you do need a great company. Yes, it does matter. Yes, it does matter about the product because it has to be effective and good for people and recurring and consumable, so you get recurring income streams, right? And of course, you can't build, people saying the time, oh, as long as the quality of the product's good. I'm like, listen, you can't build a multi-million-dollar business on ineffective and inferior products. You just can't. Good luck doing that. That's not going to help anybody, and you won't be able to do it. So when you see someone succeed in business, yes, the product's going to be effective. Of course, okay? Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to do it. So you know, you need to have a good team. You do need to have a system. You need to have a good culture. You need to, all these things do need to happen for you to succeed in that. But it's available, right? It's available. It's right, you know, like I'm always shocked as to why people, when they say, Lord, I'd love to work with you. I'd love to do this. I'm like, well, why don't you just join us in our business? It just blows me away they don't jump down the phone to me and say, I'm in. I want to work with you closely, Lloyd, for the next 5 years. I want to travel with you. I want to go to Orlando, Florida this year with you. I want to do this. How do I do it? I'm like, come, I'll show you. I'll mentor you in network marketing. I don't know why people don't do that, right? So if you're one of those people, I'm telling you, you can. Just hit me up on DM on Instagram, okay? Anyway, that's not the point of the podcast, but I'm just saying it's so accessible. I'm not too sure what's going on in people's minds. But here's where I think it... Here's some things that you get from it that people don't realize. It allows you to learn the skills, the mindset, and the habits and nuances of building a successful business. It teaches you marketing. It teaches you networking. It teaches you sales. It teaches you systems. It teaches you culture. It teaches you personalities and leadership. It teaches you team building. It teaches you events and event planning. It teaches you public speaking. It teaches you communication. It teaches you consistency. It teaches you branding. It teaches you social media marketing. Okay. Organization. It teaches you time management. It teaches you money management. It teaches you all of these things that you need to know and master to be wealthy. Does that make sense? It teaches you all of the things you need to succeed at any business. When we went through our first stages of our network marketing business, I used the principles to literally help rebuild and save my dad's 35-year-old property business. Do you understand that? I took network marketing principles, we applied them into a traditional property business, and we won. And if you look at any business in the world, all the principles come from network marketing, because all businesses are network marketing businesses. You market to a network of people. That's what you do in business. Just the product and the service changes. The principles are the same. I've got friends that have multi-million dollar businesses, and you ask them how they learned business, they will say to you, I learned it from network marketing. So let me frame it like this, just to put this in perspective. I personally had the opportunity to go to the best business school and the best law school in Australia, in the country, okay? Fact. I learned more in 4 years network marketing in business and myself and all that sort of stuff than I did at that university by a mile. Now, that cost a fortune at that university, but network marketing costs a few hundred dollars to start and then reinvesting some of our earnings back into it. So I actually think it's the greatest business school you can go to ever. And if you treated it like a business school for 4 years, you would not only win and get all the skills and the things you needed, but you would make a substantial amount of profit, okay? In fact, I think in the first 4 years, we would have made at least 150,000, right? At least, probably even to 200 or 300,000, okay? Maybe even more, if I think back. So it's the business school that pays you. You don't have to pay it. Too many people going out and paying for a degree that's $40,000 from, say, Monash at business. And what do they get at the end of it? No skills, no network really, no money because you paid the money, you got a hex debt, right? And then you just get the opportunity to get a job, and then you're unhappy. Then you have no freedom. What the heck is the point in that? So this is like a business school that actually pays you to learn business, and at the end of it, you've actually got a physical asset business that's paying recurring income. It's worth a lot of money. I just think it's wonderful. Now, the question is, you know, like, this is all great. Like, why don't people do it? What prevents them? And I'm going to tell you what does so you know, okay? But I'm going to also explain to you why that's really, you have to get over that stuff. So here's a few reasons why people don't want to do it, right? Number one, they don't want to sell. Now, let me tell you this very bluntly. If you don't learn to sell, you are never going to be wealthy. Fact. Okay? Selling is not what you think. Selling is not going around door to door like an Avon salesperson knocking and getting rejected. It's not that. It's not the people in the supermarket that are handing out flyers. It's not that either. That's called canvassing. That's not called selling. Do you understand? So people are like, I don't want to sell to my friends. I'm like, well, that means that you don't care about your friends and the product you have. Because when we first started and we used the products that are so great, my friends were the first ones I shared it with. I'm like, listen, you need to look at this. I lost 14 kilos. You need to look at this, man. And they jumped and they joined. They go, yep, I do need to look at that. I'm in, right? So that's the first thing. You have to get over it, okay? And the reason is because if you want to be great at a side hustle or a business of any kind, even if it's your own business, you started from scratch, you have to learn how to do marketing, and you have to learn how to do sales, and you have to learn how to write copy, and you have to learn how to run a database, you have to learn how to do customer support, you have to learn how to do promotion, you have to learn how to do events, you have to learn all this stuff. So you either go and start your own business and learn by paying a ton of money and losing a lot of money and making a lot of mistakes and potentially an 80% chance you've gone out of business in the first few years, or you come and learn it in network marketing, nail all the skills, get all this amazing mentorship from the best marketers in the world, you learn sales, you learn marketing, you learn all these great leadership skills and events, and then you go and start a business and you're equipped then, okay? Does that make sense? The other reason people don't start it is because they say, I want my own product. Well, this is ego. My dad became a multimillionaire at 28 or something because he was selling someone else's product, life insurance. He didn't create that product, but he sold it because it was a recurring income stream, right? And people needed it. There was a real need for it, a really good product, life insurance, okay? But he made his millions selling someone else's product. That's ego talk. If you think you need to make your first million selling your own product, you're egotistical, right? You're up yourself. Stop doing that initially, okay? If you are if you're a great marketer, great sales, you had this great network, you had all this stuff going on for you, and then you start your own business, great, awesome. But most people aren't doing that when they start out, right? They either need to go into a franchise model, like a franchise gym or a franchise. Why a franchise people are attracted to it is because A, a franchise has all the systems, has all the branding, has all the service and product in place. That's why people go to it. But here's the thing. Franchises are really expensive. You're going to have to mortgage your house and go into $250,000 worth of debt at minimum to buy it, which means all of a sudden you've got massive financial risk. And then you've got to go and learn all the marketing, all the promotion, all the other stuff that goes on to it. This, what's called the soft systems. You need to learn that then. And that's why a lot of people get decimated, don't make much profit, because they have to learn all those after they buy. With network marketing, it's like a few hundred dollars, and then you go and learn all the soft systems. And if you fail at it, you don't get crushed financially, right? And you can actually just build from the ground up. So it's only upside. It's all upside. And you can do it part-time while you're in your job, because it doesn't require full-time stuff, because it's not like you don't have to do all the back office business stuff, which is why you can stay in your job and do this on the side. Now, if you do that successfully and earn an extra $500 and you compound that, you'll have $1 million in 17 years. If you go and follow some of the best business leaders in the world, like Russell Brunson, Alex Hormozi, right? These characters, these successful, very successful business owners, they say to you, if I was starting now, I would start an online business referring other people's products to an audience that I build. Develop all the skills, minimize your financial risk, maximize your gains. Take the money and invest it in assets. It's not rocket science. But I think people are actually, they're too proud to start at the bottom in network marketing and build something, right? So how about this? If we hadn't done network marketing, number one, I don't feel like my dad's property business would be alive today, frankly. I'm only saying that because I think he feels the same way. And the other thing is, we wouldn't have built our financial education business, Money Grows on Trees. Because here's why. If you have a book or a podcast or a coaching product or a course or a mentorship program, whatever it is that you create yourself, right? Because they're all our products we created together with the team, right? Not just me doing it, it was a team. Now those products, we can't market them unless there are skills behind that and concepts and principles. Now, we were able to do that because I come from that background from network marketing. I know how to do marketing. I know how to do sales. I know how to do networking. I know how to do, I'm consistent. All the habits required, even to have a successful podcast, are required to have a successful network marketing business. So if you fail at the network marketing thing, okay, chances are your habits aren't developed enough or your skills aren't developed enough to go somewhere else and win. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be a full-time network marketer. I'm not saying that. If you want to go and be a consultant, if you want to go and be a coach, if you want to go and build a property business or whatever, it doesn't matter, a podcaster, author, it doesn't really matter. Whatever you want to go build the business. But having network marketing as a side gig is wonderful because you get to learn so much about business without having to pay for it. I just think it's an absolute no-brainer. Yeah, it fascinates me as to why people don't just have that as a second business, a second side income, okay? So it's okay to have it as a side hustle because it generates cash flow you put into your investments and you amplify your assets. It pays far better dividends than any asset I've ever bought. Fact, okay? This is where we run our free money masterclass every month on this topic. And we've had up to 100 people on that. It's free. You'll see an email. If you're on my database, you'll see an email come from us occasionally about to join that. If you want to go register for it, you can actually. It's moneymasterclass.com.au, right? Moneymasterclass.com.au every month, okay? We run that on a Tuesday evening in Australia, okay? You'll be able to see. But I really wanted to do this. I know this is a long podcast, and I hope you've listened to the end, because I really feel like sometimes people's egos or their misunderstanding or the fact they've had a poor experience that's not real, or they've just not known about it, or they've probably been in the wrong company that doesn't suit them, whatever it is, I think it's a travesty that they haven't been told about this properly or even implemented it to increase their wealth. One of the greatest obstacles to wealth that I find on a daily basis just about is I say to people, okay, great, you're good at saving, got to invest. What's stopping you? They go, I just need to get extra money to be able to put into my assets and buy more share. I'm like, I know, that's what happened to me. That's why I started a side hustle. That's why it was network marketing, because I could do it part-time in my job. There was less risk to that. That's what attracted me to it. Massive upside, right? So if you see us on my Instagram in different parts of the world, like Mexico and Fiji, that's from network marketing. if you see all this stuff that I'm doing, you think, wow, Lloyd's pretty good at marketing. He's good there. That's from network marketing. Does that make sense? Like, even the way that I speak publicly, if I've spoken in front of 5,000 people, stages, we're running an event next week, 250 people, and then we're flying to Melbourne for two events. That's all from network marketing. So it made me level up in my communication and public speaking, which is one of the profit skills I talk about in my second book. Okay, now, anyway, I mean, look, I don't want to harp on about it. I really want to do this episode because I'm just so passionate about the industry and it's helped me so much. It would be a crime of me not to explain how amazing it is, really. And then, you know, on this podcast, with this impact we've got, people need to know about this properly. Okay, so to all those out there who are doing network marketing and you're on a good path, okay, you're on a great path. It's going to level you up. And who knows where it's going to lead you, okay? Maybe one day you've got a business, you're just crushing in a completely different industry. All the things you learn there are going to see you through the rest of your life, and you're going to be a better human for it, okay? Because I know I am. I'm a better human in all areas of my life because of this. Better marriage, better son, better leader, right? Better business owner, better investor. Everything about it is wonderful. I cannot think of one bad thing about it, actually, in the last 8 years, okay? So from someone who's been around the industry 8 years, and knows some of the best people and best trainers, I'm telling you to look into it closely, okay? If someone talks to you about it, don't just brush it off, okay? I'm so glad and grateful that we never did, okay? So big ups to my sister, Brooke, who actually introduced us to it. I love her for that. So that's the episode. Hope it's been really, really, really effective and engaging for you. And if you've got value from this, please feel free to share it to Instagram, share it to your Facebook stories, post about it, send the link to a friend. If you're in network marketing, you want someone to learn a bit about the industry from someone who's had the success, okay, then take the link and send it to them. I'm happy for them to listen to this so they understand that this is a real thing. This is very successful people do this, okay? Millionaires do this. This is not just for, you know, Mary up the road who wants to sell Tupperware. It's not like that, okay? We're in 2022, people, not 1987. We need to get with the times, okay? This is an online, scalable, amazing, adventurous, fun business and incredible journey. So, hey, thanks so much for listening to Money Grows on Trees podcast. This is a longer episode, but I really needed to get off my chest. I'm so glad I've done it now. So thanks, everyone, for listening in. Love you all and appreciate you listening. And let's go change the world when it comes to wealth, entrepreneurship, and happiness when it comes to money, right? The right money mindset. So I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.